We have all come across people who have this magnetism or aura about them, where they exude confidence and charisma, and everyone in the room is drawn to them and notices them. This phenomena is known as having your mojo. In today's episode, I'm going to share with you 10 practical tips on how to find, and more importantly, hang on to your mojo so that you stay in that state for longer. And all of these 10 tips have one thing in common. They align your physical, your cognitive, and your emotional energies. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Hello and welcome to today's episode of A Higher Branch. If you are new to our podcast, first of all, welcome. We have hundreds of new listeners every week, and I promise you that every episode is produced with the utmost of respect for your time and love for your potential. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about finding and, most importantly, hanging on to your mojo. And what made me produce this episode is because a lot of friends and colleagues I found during and after COVID lost their mojo and said to me that they are having trouble getting it back. They've lost that spark that they once had. So I put together these 10 tips to help you tap into your mojo at will, because these are the same tips that I've been using for many years. And I don't need to explain why this is important. Obviously, I've experienced that good things and good people tend to come to you when you are in your element or where you have your mojo, because having that personal charisma or magnetism is more important than what you say and do. It's like this invisible force that can't be explained. It's only really witnessed. We're all born with it, but we tend to lose it on the way to adulthood, and we lose it during times of external stress where we feel like we don't have control over our lives. And we may experience glimpses of it here and there by accident, but it is elusive and kind of vanishes quickly. I know, because I've experienced that same phenomena until I developed these 10 practical tips. Okay, so here goes. Let's kick it off with tip number one. It's what I call keeping a hero file. You've heard me say it before. I'm going to elaborate. Over the years, we accumulate beautiful, positive things that people say about us. It could be a school report, a testimonial from a client, a Google review, or even a beautifully written card, birthday card from a friend or your partner. And it's also memories that we carry with us, where people have complimented us on our beautiful qualities or our achievements. So it's not just tangible things, it's memories. Now, at first, I literally had a manila folder filled with cards and notes from people, from my friends and from my work colleagues, from my family, from my clients, and from people that I've helped over the years. As well as that, I've also filed in my memory events where people have verbally face-to-face told me positive things about my personal qualities. So I have memories coming off stage, for example, after I've given a keynote, where someone's come up to me and said, "Wow, I really love the way you delivered that message. You're captivating when you speak." The next time I go on stage to deliver a keynote, guess what? I go into that hero file. If I'm feeling like I don't have my mojo, or if I'm feeling extremely nervous, or if I'm having a bad day or indulging in negative self-talk. So dipping into the hero file snaps me out of it. And I realize how much I've achieved in my life. It's like a personal pep talk. And you do snap out of it where you think, yes, I'm much more powerful and confident than I feel right now. So that's tip number one. Start your own hero file. Tip number two is about being fearless. You need to go fearless. Now, let me explain what that means. We are most successful as humans when we work and when we take action like we have nothing to lose. I want to use this analogy, and I often use this because I loved playing cricket when I was young. And if you notice, when a batsman starts batting on the back foot out of fear, they stop scoring runs and eventually they'll be bowled out. So to trigger your mojo, you need to be in a fearless state. Let me tell you, what do you think is the biggest single fear that shrinks your energy and takes away your mojo? It is financial fear. It is the fear of losing what we have already built. That's why the best business people are the ones that start a business with absolutely nothing to lose. As you gain more and more assets and material possessions, however, and more money, what happens? It's a phenomenon. It happens in business all the time. You start to retract. You don't want to take the same risks. And so you lose your business mojo, and consequently, you lose your life mojo. And one thing that I have done for my early 20s is I built up enough savings that can help me get through 6 months of the toughest financial times. So if you want to dissipate that financial risk or that financial fear, then build up a nest egg, build up a safety net, where it allows you to step into a fearless mindset. So that is my second tip. Okay, my third tip, and it is an extremely important one and one that I covered in a recent episode, it is about getting out of your head. And we're going to put a link in the description to that episode. It has been our third most popular episode this year. Let me tell you, you will never find your mojo if you are constantly thinking and using your mind as a storage device, or if you're always living in your head. So what do? You need to do what I call a daily brain dump in your journal. You need to keep nothing in your head. Now, this will help you sleep better and get you into that zone of creativity. The other thing you can do is exercise and meditate, because both these activities get you to focus on your breath and therefore on your body. So it gets you out of your head and into your body. And in fact, one that is even more powerful than both of these is dancing. Every now and then, I remember when my daughter was a little girl, we used to put on music in the living room and just dance with abandon, right? Like no one was watching. Within a few minutes, I'd get out of my head and my mojo would come to the surface. It was like magic, because as a lawyer sitting at a laptop all day, I'm often caught, you know, living in my head. And that was the best way for me to short circuit it. Okay, tip number four, don't make your life about money. Never, ever make your life about making money and acquiring material things. Your primary purpose as a human being is to serve and inspire others. If you make money as a result of that, then that's a byproduct of that outcome or that objective. So my question to you is, who do you serve and inspire? Is it your customers, your colleagues, your friends, your partner, your family? And how do you do that? How do you inspire them? Well, I think the best way to do that is to listen more empathetically and give more than expected. In other words, I always say that your mojo lives in that space, really, called compassion. Let me tell you, this tip has never failed me. I've built an incredible career in business on the back of having that mindset that I'm here to serve and inspire others and to give a lot more than what was expected of me. I serve my clients and inspire my team, my family, my friends. So if you approach interactions with that mindset, you automatically step into your mojo. Let's get into tip number five, and that is you need to go green on the inside and out. Scientific research shows that the color green on your eyes lowers your blood pressure and dissipates stress. So my tip for you when I say go green on the inside and out is you need to take a walk in nature regularly. Now, I'm lucky enough to live next to a reserve, and I walk there every day for at least 45 minutes, and I go for a long hike on weekends. And let me tell you, that just completely grounds me in the present moment and puts me in that state of connection with my body. The other thing you can do is surround yourself with plants at home. Now, there's a book called Plant Style by Alana Langan, that's L-A-N-G-A-N, which I absolutely love. Now, what about going green on the inside? What I mean by that is drink green smoothies and eat at least 2 green salads daily. I know that sounds like a lot, but hey, your mojo is worth it. Now, you might be asking, why do salads achieve that? Well, besides being healthy, plant foods are full of life force that give you that attractive glow. And that brings your mojo to the surface, because how you look on the outside will reflect how you feel on the inside, especially when you look in the mirror and say, wow, I've got that glow today. And that glow really comes from eating a lot of green, not just seeing a lot of green, but eating a lot of green, which leads me to the sixth tip, and that is you need to look your best. There is no way you can walk around feeling confident and having that sense of personal power if you don't look and feel attractive. Because there is no doubt that how you look impacts how you feel. And when you dress and look your best, you'll simply just feel more confident. But here's the thing about dressing. You need to choose clothes that are true to your personality. So you need to stay away from fads and trends. And my advice to you is that you can get a lot of advice on YouTube channels, but there's also style coaches out there, and there's also a couple of really good books. One is called, from memory, Women in Clothes, and that's by Sheila Hetty, H-E-T-T-Y. And the second one, one of my favorites, is called Off the Cuff, The Guy's Guide to Looking Great, and it's by Carson Kressley, K-R-E-S-S-L-E-Y. Okay, my seventh tip is don't stress about stress. And this is where your cognitive and emotional energies need to align. External stress is everywhere. It only affects your mojo, however, when it consumes you. Some people live through war and take it in their strides. My parents fled the war in Lebanon. They left their country. They left their house, their money. They literally came to Australia with the clothes on their back. And let me tell you, they just got on with it. And they just built an amazing life. Then, on the flip side, you have people who go into a meltdown when someone simply just cuts them off on the road. Seriously, stop trying to make your external surroundings perfect. And here is one truth. The people who walk around with their mojo intact are the ones who accept that external discomforts are a part of life, and that the only people not stressed are the ones that are 6 feet under, right? My personal goal is to always live with a little bit of stress, because it means I'm pushing and challenging myself to step outside the comfort zone. But not too much stress that it tips me over the edge. And I know it's a fine line to walk sometimes. And if you fall over that line, then the best thing that you can do is accept that stress. It's just a part of life. Every morning is your opportunity to start again. So just because you've had one bad day, it doesn't mean you can't start fresh the next day. Okay, let's move on to tip number 8. And that is, you need to have fun, man, right? Life is too short. And remember, I said that people who tap into their mojo are the ones that have their physical, cognitive, and emotional energies aligned. The best way to align them is to have fun. And somewhere from childhood to adulthood, we lose the ability to have fun. When we're children, our whole existence was about exploring and having fun. You remember that feeling when you were young, right? You were always in that zone. And every day was an adventure. And as a consequence, our creativity was limitless. And it's no coincidence that the people that retain this element of fun and playfulness into their adult life, they went on to invent and create the most amazing human discoveries, right? We have so many examples of people who are playful. Albert Einstein was known for that childhood playfulness. So my advice to you is to stop feeling guilty whenever you get the urge to daydream or hang out with friends. You know, whenever have fun whenever you get the chance. That's what I say. You know, I prioritize fun, just like I prioritize sleep and my family. Okay, let's move on to tip number 9 and one of my favorite ways of stepping into my mojo, and that is you need to savor your food. Your appetite for food parallels your appetite for life. That's why doctors, when they have these fundamental measures for your health, they always ask you, what's your appetite like? What's your energy like? They take your blood pressure, take your temperature, but they always ask, do you have an appetite? If you say, yeah, I have an appetite, I'm still craving food, then they know you're on track, right? They know that a healthy appetite means that there is a healthy body in there. So your appetite is an important measure of what is going on inside of you, not just physically, but emotionally and cognitively. So my tip is for you to eat food that is full of flavor, that not only nourishes the body, but brings passion to the surface. They call it soul food for a reason. And when you watch all these food shows, people are really getting passionate about the food. And the French are really good at this, right? It's all about the flavor. And sometimes we get lost in pursuing what is healthy and we eat bland foods that really don't make us feel good, thinking that's being healthy. But really, That's where your energy and your mojo goes to die. And my secondary tip here is for you to try and eat foods that are true to your cultural heritage. There's nothing more satisfying, let me tell you, than eating food that your parents and grandparents have been raised with over centuries. So you need to savor what you eat. You need to eat slowly, focusing on the smells, the texture, the color, and taste. My tip is to eat outdoors. Eat with your hands. Eat with friends. Never eat alone. And above all, please, please, do not eat in front of the TV. You lose that connection with your food, and consequently you lose your mojo, because you're not focusing on the senses, the sense of taste and smell and the touch of the food. That's why I love Lebanese food, because we eat our food with bread, with our hands, and Italians do the same when they soak up the last piece of sauce in their plate with the bread. So tip number 9 is to savor your food. Now I'm going to share with you one more tip before I finish, and it's tip number 10. And that is, you need to change your environment often. And this speaks to your cognitive and your emotional energies, your mind, your thoughts, and your feelings. So what does that mean? It means you need to mix up your life. If you do the same things every day, that's when your five senses become numb to life, because you're seeing the same things, tasting the same things, touching the same things. So you need to try different things. You need to try a new route when you go to work, or a new destination for your holidays, or hang out at different places with your friends, or even make new friends, try new experiences. These all keep your senses engaged. When you do the same things every day, your senses become dull, and parts of your brain just shut down. Scientists are now realizing that dementia and Alzheimer's is just simply a case of use it or lose it. In fact, there was a study called a Nunn study. You can Google it. It talks about exactly that point. So you need to have new perspectives, new insights, new smells, new flavors. These all keep your brain firing and your mojo dancing. And I'm going to leave you with this last point when it comes to these 10 tips that will help you reconnect with your mojo and just reignite that charisma that you have inside of you. We all have it inside of us. And I promise you that people will start noticing your presence whenever you walk into the room after following these 10 tips. There is a difference between being alive and living. And when you experience variety and novelty in your life and follow these 10 tips, you'll truly be living. Well, I hope I've given you food for thought in today's episode and some practical tips that you can, you know, infuse in your day starting tomorrow. And if you know anyone that would benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with them. I know there's a lot of people who lost their mojo during COVID, and I truly believe when we share good things in the world, like these 10 tips, then good things come back to us. And more importantly, you'll be helping me spread the message. You know, I always produce these podcasts because I want to help people. So if you can help me help people, that would be really appreciated. And if you don't want to share it, you know, with people privately, because sometimes I know it can get awkward, just post it on social media and tag me in it, Sam McCool, that's M-A-K-H-O-U-L, or you can search on A Higher Branch. Okay, I'm going to leave you now with the same reminder I leave you with every morning, and that is, every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to hit the reset button and find your mojo. On that note, I hope you have a great day, and until next time, live consciously, my friends.